entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a grand jury returned an 18-count indictment against former Trump advisor John Bolton, he surrendered to authorities in Maryland today and appeared in court, pleading not guilty to charges of retaining and sharing classified information. It is the third so-called enemy of President Trump's to be indicted within a matter of weeks. ABC's Pierre Thomas says Bolton is not backing down from his criticism of President Trump.
Bolton was pushing back, saying in a statement that the indictment is nothing but retribution and an abuse of power, part of Trump's campaign to intimidate his opponents. Bolton and his attorneys claim no crime has been committed, but Bolton is under serious legal threat. Each of those 18 counts carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in jail.
President Trump will host Ukraine's President Zelensky for talks at the White House. Yesterday, the president announced he'll hold another summit with Russia's president in Hungary. The government shut down heading into another week with lawmakers not in session today. The Senate votes again on Monday. This is ABC News. More than 3 months after deadly floods devastated central Texas, the distribution of recovery funds from Washington has reportedly been uneven.
Kerr County, northwest of San Antonio, was dealt the hardest hit by the Independence Day flash floods, including the disaster at Camp Mystic. But so far, only about one-fifth of applicants for federal disaster assistance from Kerr County have been deemed eligible to get financial help. The Texas Tribune reports that nine other counties with less extensive damage have received a higher proportion of approvals from FEMA, leaving Kerr County officials wondering what's going on. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
16 brands of cinnamon are being recalled after tests found elevated levels of lead in some ground cinnamon. The FDA expanded the recall, saying this kind of exposure can be especially dangerous for young children and pregnant women, affecting brain development and behavior over time. Brands include Wise Wife, Dura, Heyte, and Roshni. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off. Over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durand.
Partly sunny throughout the day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We'll have a 40% chance of a shower or storm, highs mid-70s, south winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows upper 40s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs upper 60s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas, Mondovi boys football tonight. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at our website.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin is again ending the budget year with more money than it expected. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the state will end the year with a general fund surplus of over $4.5 billion. It's almost $270 million more than expected. The state brought in over $22 billion in taxes. That's up about 5% from last year. Governor Tony Evers wants to move forward with plans for Wisconsin prisons. Evers wants Republicans on the State Building Commission to sign off on $15 million set aside for the Department of Corrections to implement a $535 million plan he introduced as part of his budget plan in February. and firing a football coach doesn't come cheap. The Wisconsin State Journal has determined that the buyout Badgers coach Luke Fickell would be owed if he's let go following this Saturday's game against Ohio State would be about $28 million. Fickell's the highest paid state employee with an annual salary of over $7.5 million.
At Compere Home, we know the way to finance your construction project. From traditional builds to unique rural homes like barn dominiums. With single close construction loans and long-term fixed rates, we make financing simple and steady. Qualified clients even have the option to serve as their own general contractor if desired. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compere Home, and we know the way. Compere Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731. We know the feeling. When you close your eyes, you're there. Wide open spaces, fresh air, the home you've been dreaming of. We also know there's uncertainty. Between you and your destination, there's the unknown. But at Compere Home, we've been helping neighbors like you finance rural homes for decades. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compere Home, and we know the way. Compere Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Celebrate National Co-op Month with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, and Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealers, Durand. One person is dead after a house fire in Elk Mound Township Thursday. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, a person at E9099 570th Avenue called 911 to report a home on fire and that there was one person inside with mobility issues and could not get out of the home. A delivery driver and law enforcement officer attempted to get into the home, but it was fully engulfed. They could not rescue the person. Firefighters from Elk Mound, Colfax, Wheaton Township, and Menominee Fire Departments all responded to the blaze. The body of a female was located in the residence and pronounced dead at the scene by Dunn County Medical Examiner's Office. The name of the victim has not been released pending notification of family members. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. No one was injured in a one-vehicle accident in the town of Belvidere Thursday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, 57-year-old James Edsall of Cochrane was traveling southbound on Prairie Moon Road when he lost control of the vehicle, drove into the ditch, and struck a power pole, snapping the pole, then having live power lines go down across the truck, road, and ditch. Edsall refused medical transport. He was cited for failure to keep vehicles under control. A bill that would allow the use of the Highway 10 bridge by ATVs and UTVs passed the state Senate this week. Senate Bill 331 would change state law that currently prohibits ATVs and UTVs on bridges longer than 1,000 feet. The Highway 10 bridge is approximately 1,300 feet. Now, the city of Durand supports the changes to the law. That bill will now move on to the state assembly. Wisconsin State Senator Jesse James will run for the 31st State Senate District seat in 2026. James's announcement comes after his home was redrawn out of his current district. He says he's committed to representing Eau Claire County. James also noted his accomplishments in the 23rd District despite the redistricting. His Democratic opponent, incumbent Jeff Smith, is criticizing James's record and is calling for a focus on lowering housing and health care costs. 13 hunters are taking to the lands of the Black River Elk Range starting tomorrow. The group was selected at random from more than 25,000 applicants for approval to hunt in the area with the start of elk hunting season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reports that the state is currently home to more than 400 elk. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
One person was injured when a semi-tanker hauling manure rolled over and started on fire in the township of Canton Thursday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, the tanker was traveling westbound on Highway Double J and failed to negotiate a sharp corner, lost control, and the semi rolled onto its side in the southbound ditch, catching fire. Two witnesses assisted the driver out of the semi. He was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A Wabasha man has pled guilty to charges related to the possession of child sexual abuse material. 43-year-old Charles Harris pleaded guilty to the charges in Wabasha County District Court and was sentenced to 8.5 years in prison. An investigation of Harris began in April after authorities received a tip that Harris had child pornography material. Trempealeau County is in need of a new sheriff. The office of Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers Thursday announced that applications are now being accepted to fill the vacancy that will be created with the coming retirement of current Trempealeau County Sheriff Brent Simmingson. Application information can be found at evers.wy.gov. A pair of city parks in La Crosse, closed in September by that city's mayor, will remain closed for now. Burns Park and Cameron Park were closed due to what the mayor said at the time was the behavior of sheltered and unsheltered individuals. The parks are currently surrounded by fencing with the continuing concerns about the safety and integrity of those public spaces. Concerns that include the selling of drugs, drug use, violence, and other inappropriate conduct. The mayor says the parks will remain closed until a plan can be put in place to address those issues. Colder temperatures and more snow is expected this winter. The National Weather Service released its first forecast for the upcoming winter. Now, a weak La Nina is expected, and that will bring below normal temperatures and more snow, with the coldest temperatures expected in January and February. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's down to the final four in the annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin competition. Finalists in the competition from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and Johnson Financial Group include the Search and Rescue 1000 Island Airboat, made in the central Wisconsin city of Marion, the New Berlin-made Comfort Custom Seating System from Permobile, Kickoman Soy Sauce from Walworth, and Extrication Tools made by TNT Rescue Systems in Heartland. The final round of voting is now going on at madeinw-i.com through October 23rd, the day the winner will be announced at the WMC Business Day event in Madison. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Partly sunny throughout the day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. It will have a 40% chance of a shower or storm. Highs mid-70s. South winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Lows upper 40s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds. Highs upper 60s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas, Mondovi boys football tonight. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at our website.
The Dodgers shoot for a sweep of the Brewers in the NLCS and a return trip to the World Series tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. L.A. leads the best of seven series, 3-0, with game 4 in L.A. tonight. Shohei Ohtani gets the start for the Dodgers, while the Brewers once again have not named their game 4 starter. Packers face the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday in Glendale. Wide receiver Christian Watson, continuing his efforts to get back onto the playing field, was asked what the final hurdle is.
It's just like consistency, you know, feeling good over a span of, you know, a week and, you know, of practice and everything, and, you know, consistently feeling that way, you know, through the course of the week, I think is the biggest thing.
Thursday night NFL action. Cincinnati opened week 7 with a come from behind 33-31 victory over Pittsburgh. College hockey, the 17th ranked Badger men skate to a 1-1 overtime tie with Minnesota State last night. Two teams will wrap up that series tonight. Badger women on the road in New York, taking on Vermont today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments. Extend your vehicle's life with proper maintenance from Riverside Plaza, Durand. Riverside Plaza's ESC certified techs will extend your vehicle's life with oil changes, wheel alignments, tires, and more. As a NAPA Car Care Center features a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty on major repairs. Schedule your appointment today at Riverside Plaza, your NAPA Car Care Center. Located inside Durand NAPA, Madison Street, Durand.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
a new crew chief for Busch next year, and the race weekend begins in Talladega. I'm Kyle Rickey. Those stories next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
One last exhale.
Fitting, isn't it? The final shot at the Championship Four comes down to a track that's been here from day one. Martinsville. Close quarters, tight corners, and a fan experience that brings you so close to the action, all of the mayhem will be right at your fingertips. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, October 23rd through the 26th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Hey, listen to this. All it needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Richard Childress Racing announced that Kyle Busch will have a new crew chief in 2026. Jim Pohlman, who currently holds that role for Justin Allgaier in the NASCAR Xfinity Series for Junior Motorsports, will make the move back to Richard Childress Racing to work with Busch. Pohlman previously worked for RCR in the team's research and development department. And the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series will open up the busy race weekend today at the Talladega Super Speedway. The Xfinity Series will race tomorrow, while the Cup cars will run the Yellowwood 500 on Sunday. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Thistles are pesky plants to control because of their vast root systems. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. When it comes to getting rid of them, timing is everything as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Quite a season, huh?
Yeah, there was a lot stacked against us, but that's where having a solid plan and, you know, data-driven insights instead of just guessing really made the difference.
Yeah.
Yep. We looked at soil types and other research to make sure every acre had the right seed to maximize ROI potential.
That's great. I was referring to the Greyhounds being undefeated.
Oh.
Cropland seed. Anything but typical.
Walk through your pastures and scout for thistles. The wily weeds propagate very quickly and choke out any grasses growing there. Animals won't graze near them because of their prickly spines and unpalatable flavor, which can lead to overgrazing in other areas. Chris Proctor is a weed management extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the best time to control biennial and perennial thistles is now through early November, when the weed is at its most vulnerable in the rosette stage.
The plants are just small at that point. And so if we're talking, you know, herbicide controls, generally speaking, the smaller the plants, the more effective the control is. I'd say the other part is they're still actively growing. Once they go through winter, they kind of have to harden themselves off to survive winter. And so if you can catch them in the fall as a rosette, they haven't gone through that overwintering process and that dormancy process. And so you tend to have more effective control.
Small populations are much easier to control than larger, more robust populations. Mowing, burning, and digging out the plants will weaken them and may help the effectiveness of herbicides. But keep in mind that there is no one-and-done silver bullet when it comes to good thistle control.
You're not going to kill all those rhizomes and those deep-rooted plants in 1 year. If you got a pretty well-established stand, it's going to be a multi-year process to manage it. So one of the keys is preventing these weeds from setting seed. If they go to seed, you're extending the amount of time it's going to take to get ahead of it. So part of this is controlling the seed bank.
Using good cultural practices that result in vigorous, dense, and uniform stands will help keep pastures competitive with invading weeds. Learn more about battling thistles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
70 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk down 1 to 16.55, December down 7 to 16.45, January down 14 at 16.12, February down 12 at 16.24. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 177, 40-pound blocks up 3/4 to 177 and a half. No trades on the day. Cash butter down 3 1/4 to 159 and a half. 11 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 111. One trade on the day. Dry whey up 1 1/2 to 65 and a half. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, a triple-digit losses in the cattle markets, even though cash cattle markets were trading anywhere from $5 to $9 higher. However, news is coming out that President Trump has met with the Argentinian president at the White House and that there's the possibility that the president wanting to lower beef prices could have done a deal with Argentina for importation of Argentinian beef into the U.S. That has the trade really spooked, especially on the cattle side. Many contracts down limit at the moment. Meanwhile, hog markets are mostly lower in the nearby months. The market's positive turn, at least in some of the deferred contracts, was a partial uptick in some of the pork cutout values, but the nearby is lower due to even some residual effects of the big drop in cattle markets. October live cattle down 355 to 240.40. December down 580 to 242.07. February down 635 to 243.20. October feeder cattle down 767 to 372. November and January down the 925 limit. November at 371.70 and January at 369.30. December hogs down 15 cents to 82.45. February down 12 cents to 84.97. April steady at 88.85. Chicago Board of Trade today, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher today. Corn futures are higher as the trade works to consolidate the markets past the first level of resistance. Export sales remain unreported. Do have some reports of soybean rust in parts of Iowa that is somewhat limiting some of the corn yields. That's also supporting the markets. Soybeans mostly higher. Meal is leading the product complex higher, along with positive comments on trade talks. That's also adding to some enthusiasm. Meanwhile, wheat markets are mostly higher as well due to some continued short covering in the market. December corn up 2 to 4.23 3/4. March up 2 1/4 to 4.37 3/4. May up 2 1/2 to 4.46 1/4. New crop 26 up 2 1/4 to 4.59 1/2. November beans up 6 3/4 to 10.17 1/2. January up 7 1/4 to 10.35 3/4. March up 7 to 10.50 3/4. New crop 26 up 5 3/4 to 10.63 3/4. December soybean meal up $4 to $2.80.90. December soybean oil up 7 cents to $50.94. Chicago wheat, December and March both up 2. December at 5.04 1/2. March at 5.20 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, December up 3/4 to 5.50 1/4. March up 1/2 to 5.69 1/2. Energy markets today, November crude oil down 12 cents to $57.34. December down 6 cents to $56.93. Meanwhile, November gas up 2 cents to $1.82. December up a cent at $1.77. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of Agro Talk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. AI is making inroads into U.S. agriculture. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
AI, or artificial intelligence, is making its way into the U.S. agriculture industry. Heather Campton Nodal, president of Nodal Farms in Illinois, recently spoke on AI at the Rural Economic Outlook Conference at Oklahoma State University. She says the technology is already in operation in American agriculture.
One that's exciting on the horizon, there are some versions of it in the marketplace, but for example, in barn cameras where you might have confinement or feeding operations, and say you have thousands of animals there, there are technologies that can kind of track each animal individually and show signs of maybe illness, or are they going to need an antibiotic, or are they going to need some other form of treatment long before we would notice it with our human eye. It provides that kind of amazing kind of early warning detection and sometimes even diagnosis.
She talked about where producers can start to work with the technology.
Well, one that really comes to mind, especially where people have cash crops in particular, like a food-based crop, some of these weeding technologies that are being beta tested right now and some are on the market where they have like the, call it CN spray type, that can help so much to reduce labor and increase your efficiency and also decrease your input costs for the chemical itself. Yes, there is a tech fee attached to it, but it's still generally is offset by significant savings across the board.
Potential hurdles, though, to implementing AI on American farms include connectivity.
Connectivity, I refer to it as the mesh, because it's not only the physical connectivity, either through satellite or cellular, but then the ability to compute. So we have so much data. It's said that one 40-acre cornfield has as much data as the entire Library of Congress, okay? So if we were to actually take that data in season and say, what can I add now to this crop? If I can apply sulfur for a quarter an acre, 25 cents, and that's going to, in this moment, if I apply it in the next 2 days, that can help me increase my yield by approximately 10 bushel. I want to do that. And artificial intelligence allows us to see so much more than what we can with the naked eye.
For producers who haven't yet tried AI, Nodell encourages small steps like using AI tools to summarize farm magazine articles or synthesize research insights that they may not have time to read. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Farmers for Free Trade Motorcade Tour continues across the country, meeting with producers and speaking out against President Trump's trade policies, which they say is costing many farmers their livelihood. The event was held in Westby on Wednesday, where Wisconsin 32nd State Senator Brad Paff told farmers that trade access, specifically to China, is essential for rural economic prosperity.
To just lose an international market like we have, we lose a buyer to buy a significant percentage of American soybean crops. It's just, it's really frustrating. And I know that I speak for all of you and concerns of what's happening.
Paff stressed the need to find new markets in the U.S. to help counter the loss of major international markets.
We have to be really serious about how we can build this agricultural supply chain that uses more domestically grown corn and soybeans. And really build out the market domestically here for our agriculture, our commodity crops.
The tour continues through harvest season and will conclude with a Washington, D.C. event featuring members of Congress. Economic analysts like CoBank say recent economic data has generally been more positive in nature, tempering expectations for significant interest rate cuts before the end of the year. A new report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange says the most likely scenario is an additional 4 or 5 cuts of 25 basis points through 2026, leaving the overnight rate around 3% by the end of the next year. Tariff policy uncertainty, the sharp drop in immigration, and a massive surge in AI investments have made interpreting traditional economic reports more difficult. The CoBank report suggests sharp swings in monthly import volumes, flatter working age population growth, and a soaring stock market make it more difficult to gauge how Main Street America is doing economically. The intense politicization of attitudes has rendered longstanding public sentiment surveys erratic and unhelpful in gauging actual economic conditions, said Rob Fox, vice president of the Knowledge Exchange. High premiums on Brazilian cargoes are discouraging soybean buyers in China, which means the country has yet to secure much of its needed soybean supply for December and January. Reuters says the development could prompt the Chinese government to tap state reserves to meet near-term needs. China covered its needs through November with hefty buys from Argentina in recent weeks, but still needs 8 to 9 million metric tons for December and January. Escalating Washington-Beijing trade tensions continue to shut American soybeans from the market. China isn't buying U.S. beans because of the trade war, and Brazilian beans have become too expensive, one oilseed trader at an international trading company that supplies agriculture products to China told Reuters anonymously. China may end up using its own reserves for its year-end needs and into early next year, and will wait until the new South American harvest comes in. The Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City has launched the Center for Agriculture and the Economy. This initiative underscores the bank's ongoing commitment to include perspectives from agriculture and rural areas in discussions of the national economy. For many years, the Kansas City Fed has provided critical insights into one of the nation's most vital industries, which is agriculture, said Jeff Schmid, president and CEO of the Kansas City Fed. The establishment of the center formally recognizes our district's investment in the area and highlights the vital importance that we place on gathering insights from all of those who have a role in the agriculture economy. The new center will serve as a resource within the Federal Reserve System by providing timely analysis of industry developments and conducting ongoing research on the agricultural economy and the rural regions where production predominates. Production agriculture is central to the 10th District's overall economy. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Warmer temperatures are expected today in our ag weather forecast. Could even see a shower or two. Things, though, then begin to cool down for the weekend. It looks like we could even see some rain showers next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. 50% chance of a shower or storm. Highs 70 to 75. Relative humidities at 62 to 67%. South winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. 4 hours of sunshine is expected. Tonight, becoming clear, lows 45 to 50, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, southwest winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, partly sunny, high 64 to 69, relative humidities at 50 to 55%, southwest winds at 7 to 12, shifting to the west late in the afternoon. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 55 to 60, northwest winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30. For Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 60 to 65. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs once again 50 to 55. Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 50 to 55.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Yeah.
Under an old brass paperweight is my list of things to do today. Go to the bank and the hardware store. Put a new lock on the cellar door. I cross them off as I get them done. But when the sun is set, there's still more than a few things left I haven't got to yet. Go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air. Put on my glove and play some catch. It's time that I make time for that. Wave the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine. Sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the next thing on my list. Wouldn't change the course of fate if cutting the grass just had to wait. Cause I've got more important things, like pushing my kid on a backyard swing. I can't take to my grave, so I put off for tomorrow what I could get done today. Like go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air. Put on my glove and play some catch. It's time that I make time for that. Wade the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine. Sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the next thing on my list. Raise a little hell, laugh till it hurts. Put an extra five in the plate at church. Call up my folks, just a chat. It's time and I make time for that. Stay up late, then oversleep. Show her what she means to me. Catch up on all the things I've always missed. Just start living, that's the next thing on my list. Under an old brass paperweight, my list of things to do today.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns. I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like me. The dust right off them tonight. Yeah, got a little dirt on my boots. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, I'm gonna kick him off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna the dust right off them tonight.
WRDN.
I swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just praying she don't say no. Next thing you know, you're
best man gives a half-drunk speech, and you sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring, and there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death, 'cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor saying, how you doing there, Dad? And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. Saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins, and still some down the road. 'Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing.
Attraction in the prison tents. I've reached the only logical conclusion. Love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back. There's nothing that we need. Mathematical equations, self-help, psychology, gray matter don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to you and me. Oh, this ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold.
Michelle Franzen. Ukraine's President Zelensky arriving for talks with President Trump, marking his third visit to the White House.